And that can mean only one thing. Somebody left the door open to the cabin. Or Dr. D is here. It is time for our segment on the truth about cats and dogs. Your pet questions for Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Clinic over there on Pigger Road. D, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic. Thank you once again. Brought in some lovely drinks and food from Raisin Bistro over there.
Diving Duck Coffee. Have you had that? Yeah, that's delicious.
Is that what this is?
Yes.
Diving Duck.
Yeah, it's made here locally.
Mm. Delish.
Quack.
Delish. Loving
Quack.
It. All right. On the way also, how many animals will you eat over the course of your life? Animals. I've got the answer, and it's a stunning number how many you will have. But anyway, here's our questions that we have from listeners, okay? Let's go right to the first one.
Why do dogs always sniff each other's everything else right after they go?
Why do they always sniff each other?
You know, I tried to talk to my dog the other day about that, because then they come in and they want to lick your face.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that's the reason they say, hey, let's sniff each other and then go lick our owner's faces, or if they just do it because it's a dog thing. And I think it's more of a dog thing. You know, they have those things called anal glands in the back, and little dog owners probably know that the groomer sometimes expresses
those. So it doesn't really have anything to do with going to the bathroom as much as those glands.
Scent. I think it's a scent thing. I think they're picking up who's been there. I mean, if you see the wolves and foxes out there, they have this nice big domain, and they know who's been on their territory by where they've left pee or poo, and they smell it. So I think it still goes back to let's smell you and figure out who you are and who's Fifi down the road.
So it really has nothing to do with probably them going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, although sometimes the dog food smells just as good coming out as it did going in.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a different problem.
All right. Here's the next one.
Okay. My question is, how come dogs blow bubbles in the water?
How come dogs blow bubbles in the water?
Yeah, in the water bowl.
In the water bowl?
Yes.
Well, don't hold his head under that long. I don't know. It depends on what kind of dog you have. Like the little smushed-in face dogs, the brachycephalics, actually blow bubbles, I think, more than in the water.
Yeah, but see, now my dogs don't do that.
Yeah, mine don't
even
bubble bubbles.
I got one dog that loves water and loves swimming in water, but he doesn't blow bubbles in water.
Yeah, they make a lot of slobber and drip it all over
but
the place.
But blowing bubbles. Is.
Yeah, that'd be something I'd be, you know, especially if he's like coughing and gagging afterwards, it'd be probably something you want to talk to your veterinarian about. But I'd say I don't know why they blow bubbles.
Maybe they found out that they can and they like it.
Yeah, they're bored, so they do. Some dogs, they do behaviors like that. They find something that's kind of funny and do it. And then especially if you react to it, like, aha, you know, and they can tell it's fun, then they try and do it again. It's a learned behavior then.
Right, there you go. Habit. All right, one last question. Here we go.
I was in the service back in Panama, you know. I brought home an exotic animal. I've had this little guy for quite a few, several years, you know.
What kind of animal?
It's a monkey. A little monkey, okay?
What kind of monkey?
I forget the name of him. It's one of those little small monkeys.
It's a small monkey. Let me get this right. You brought back a small monkey from Panama.
I did.
Okay.
And this guy, he's cocking a little bit of an attitude. And I'm not sure what to do with him. I've tried doing little timeouts and everything. Should I spank him? I don't know.
Should you spank your monkey?
Yeah.
Not in public.
Not in public? Is that like frowned upon or something?
No, I don't know. All right, so how do you discipline your monkey? That's what you're asking.
I just don't know.
Well, I've heard if you spank monkeys that they spit at you.
Okay, so don't spank your monkey.
Don't spank your monkey, and you might get spit at. But I would say monkeys are really unusual. They can be very mean, and they do spread a lot of diseases, and some of them you have to actually have a permit since you to be here in Alaska, so that's something you might want to...
Might want to look in. You might have an illegal monkey.
Monkey, yeah. You don't want to have an illegal monkey.
You don't want your monkey on the lam.
Yeah. So that's one thing, and also they can be pretty mean. When you have to deal with them, they are pretty smart. I mean, I had one that I was working with, and it would actually poop in its hand and throw it at you.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
Yeah,
that's classic monkey move. Right.
So I'd say whatever you do, do it very carefully. And, you know, don't spank them, though.
Don't spank your monkey.
Yeah.
Strong words. There you go. Thank you. That's Dr. D, Animal House Veterinary Clinic. You can call them at 479-2800. Get on their wellness program. Remember, join up over there. They've got 24-hour emergency service care for your pet. That's pretty good.
We have two licensed technicians on call, so it's by appointment. Call if you have any unusual pet things at all. Just call. It's free for a call.
Monkey spanking.
You hit the 479-2800, hit 5. Any kind of large animal, weird animal, you know, you got a moose in your backyard looking
cross-eyed. Take care of them all. Yeah. That's for sure.
So.
And speaking of animals, how many animals have you eaten in your life? I'm going to answer that question. Believe it or not, we have the answer next.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.
Stanley Nissan of Alaska.